Today we commemorate the feast of St. James the Apostle, who was actually the first apostle to be martyred. King Agrippa, who was in charge of Jerusalem and Judea at that time, wanted to gain the favor of the Jews, and so he began persecuting the Christians. So St. James was one of his first victims, and he was beheaded for his faith. And on a human level, when an institution experiences suffering, or when one of its CEOs gets beheaded, the institution will likely begin to crumble. Even the scriptures attest to this fact. There's an interesting passage in the Acts of the Apostles where Gamaliel, the Pharisee, is addressing the Sanhedrin. And he's talking to them about this new movement of Christians that are appearing up. And he said to them, hey, look back to these past instances. Look at Theudas. He had 400 men following him, but when he was killed, all his followers dispersed. Even look at Judas the Galilean, who appeared, and when he was killed, his followers disappeared as well. But regarding the new community formed by a man called Jesus the Christ, he gave them this stern warning. Leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. But if it is from God. So the Feast of St. James reminds us about many things, about witnessing to the church, about proclaiming the gospel. But today, especially, this feast reminds us of the divine origin of the church. Here in our first reading, we have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. Sometimes in the midst of turmoil in the church, in the midst of scandal, in the midst of great confusion, we can be tempted to look only at the humanity of the church. And this can lead us to despair. It can make us feel like this ship is sinking really fast. But we forget that we're just looking at the clay jars, at the earthen vessels. We forget about the treasure inside. There's a story or a parable about this Jewish rabbi in the Middle Ages who was speaking to the bishop and speaking about how he wanted to become Catholic. They discussed the tenets of the faith, and the rabbi considered them. But then he told the bishop that he wanted to go see Rome. Now, Rome at that period of time was plagued with many horrible scandals. And so the bishop thought in his mind that, man, if this rabbi goes to Rome, he's never going to become Catholic. However, to his surprise, several weeks later, this rabbi returns to the bishop. And after having been in Rome, he said, I'd actually like to be Catholic. The bishop is surprised, wondering, why? What happened? And the rabbi responded, if any other institution was run like the one I just saw, it would have folded a long time ago. Yes, we must eradicate scandal. We must encourage reform in the church. But we must never lose heart. We must never believe the gates of hell shall prevail against the church. For we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that the extraordinary power belongs to God. It does not come from us.